Hello and welcome to our series on nature. In this little nature series, we're going to use the springtime, which we're coming into now, to do a series of nature-based meditations. So these are outdoor meditations that will vary. So we are going to step away from the Sukhasana seated or kneeling pose into some more movement and interaction, but trying to take with us the meditative state, the really conscious awareness, the presence with the breath as we go through these meditations. And then specifically what we're doing is we're connecting with nature, so we're bringing that softness of the meditation into a connection and relationship with nature that over time will become more like regular time and movement versus meditative as they blend together. So this first meditation is designed to be done very early spring. We want a cold ground, ideally. Any ground will work. You can always find a corner on the north side or something that will probably be colder and darker, possibly damper. And the idea is we're going to connect to the earth and the sun. So if you have the opportunity for a sunny day, that's always a positive. But the sun is out, whether there's direct visual exposure or not. So inviting you to dress for the weather, particularly if it's early spring. There's snow still on the ground, that's perfect. And essentially we start all these meditations with coming out into the nature space and connecting there, just the same way you find Sukhasana inside the house during the winter. Come out into your nature space. You can be following along with me, or you can be listening to this and just do it yourself afterwards. Find a space where you can stand, ideally maybe looking at the sun or towards the sun. We're not looking into the sun directly, not encouraging that, but having knowledge of where the sun is and facing the direction of the sun without staring at it. Use sunglasses and such if you need. Find the breath once you're there. And close your eyes for a few more breaths. Part one of this meditation is we want to connect to the space around us. So as you're ready, you open the eyes, open your ears, and see and listen to what's there. And we're looking for the nature pieces, so don't worry about the car driving by or the chemtrail plane overhead. Connect to the tree, connect to the sound of the crow. And as you move the awareness to your ears, what do you hear? If it's really early spring, there might be not much to hear. See if you can hear stillness. What does stillness hear like, sound like? Once you feel like you've connected with the space around you, take as much time as you need. This can be in itself a whole process, but you know, spend another few breaths acknowledging the trees and the sounds and the bugs and whoever's around you, the pieces of nature that were there before you came into that space and will be there when you move on with your day later on. And once you've done that, close the eyes again. And now we bring awareness to the feet. Allow the awareness to move down to the feet. Notice what the feet are wearing. If you have a nice wool sock or something, you could leave your socks on. Otherwise, inviting you now to take off your shoes, and if you have synthetic socks, definitely take off your synthetic socks. It doesn't matter what the ground is, try to find non-concrete ground. You're standing on grass or snow or something. Mud is fine. A nice wet mossy spot, anything like this is fine, doesn't matter. Find your standing mountain pose. Close the eyes. Feel into the feet. The awareness is in the feet. It could be lots of massive sensations here, especially if you're standing on snow. Once you've kind of grounded into that and you're surviving that place as uncomfortable or as heightened as it might be, let the eyes open and start to slowly walk around your space, even if it's just in circles or back and forth down a path 5 feet. Small, slow steps, very slow. We're not moving around. It's not about traveling distance. It's about connecting. Standing on the earth and on nature-based things. So don't stand on the concrete that was created by man. Stand on the grass that grew where man didn't put concrete. And as you're moving around here, take a couple big deep breaths. Good. From here, we're going to find a place. Ideally, if you have the access to the sun, you'd be directly square to the sun. Or even sideways to the sun if you prefer that, so it's not at risk of being in your eyes. And find a Tadasana. Bring your eyes to a close. And notice where the sun is. We're going to breathe with the sun and the earth. So the earth is connected to your feet. Invite some roots to grow down. If your feet are cold, you can do this to pump them up a little bit. So let's just draw up on the inhale. From the earth, drop heat. Exhale, send it into the feet. A couple more like this. Literally pull heat up from the earth and send it to the feet. Good, let's take some from the sun. Same thing, same practice. Inhale from the sun. Take the heat in. Exhale into the feet. Let the heat, let the feet be warm as they need to be. Good, let's warm the whole body now. So we inhale from the sun. Exhale into the whole body and let it connect to the ground as you exhale. So you're connecting to that earth. Keep doing this. Inhaling from the sun. Connect ground into the earth. And as you're ready, just bring the eyes back to open. You can keep doing this as long as you want. And inviting you to spend more time if you like. But we're going to bring our time together today to a close. Acknowledging with your eyes open now the space around you. Acknowledging what you hear. And let's add here just honoring all of the living things around you. And some gratitude for nature. For the fresh air that fills the lungs, for the heat pulled from the sun, and the heat from the earth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as you're ready, ending maybe with an om or a little body shake, just bring yourself further out of that state. And welcome back. Cedar's been sleeping, and we've been walking around outside, enjoying nature with you. Thanks for joining us for this nature segment. We will have more as we come into the spring. Namaste.